Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 251. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I've got a shorter episode for you today. It's just a little something that I think will leave you feeling at peace with yourself. It's like a little snack for you, a little bite-sized, travel-sized pocket tot for you. So I'll get into that in just a second. Quick thank you to everyone who listened to my last episode and let me know that they did. I've been drowning in DMs, and I'm sorry, I just can't get back to everyone, but I really do appreciate it, everyone's thoughts on the episode. And this was on that episode on the topic of right person, wrong time. And I really love everyone's opinions on it and everyone who let me know their opinions, because it seems kind of divisive, this idea. And I appreciated everyone who vibed with my thoughts and the mindset that I laid out. I don't think it was what everyone expected. So I appreciate all the feedback. And definitely, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to this episode if you haven't, because I think you can find some clarity on this right person, wrong time. And this is something that we've all experienced in our life at some point, or we've been on the receiving end of being told that. But I think the mindset I shared will be helpful and will help you not overthink in relation to that. And that's always a good thing. So give that a listen. And also thank you so much to everyone who's listening on Apple Podcasts and has taken the time to give the podcast a 5-star rating and review. Really, really means a lot. It really does help the show grow. So if you haven't done that and you'd like to, I would appreciate it. And it takes a minute. And then let me know if you do so I can thank you personally. And that's it. Thank you for checking out newmindsetwhodis.com. Thank you for picking up your copy of the New Mindset Journal, or Single is Your Superpower. That, of course, means the absolute world to me. So thank you for that. But let's hop into this episode. Simple idea, simple concept. And impactful, though, particularly so with the weird times we're in right now with COVID, and even weirder with the holiday. And, you know, it's going to be a holiday that's strange and unfamiliar. I think a lot of us are going to be probably pretty down about it and beat up with the circumstance. And so I'll start with one sentence that kind of summarizes this vibe here, and then I'll tell you how I think you can live this and just be happier in your life. So here it is, and I'm not really sure where I heard this, but it's a one sentence that's always stuck with me, and it's that in life, there's no such thing as a perfect life, only perfect moments. There's no such thing as a perfect life, only perfect moments, and I've always loved that. I've always felt that that's such a vibe, because this realization really does lead you to be grateful for your life as it comes at you, not constantly looking into the future, not constantly obsessing over some perfect day, some perfect relationship, some perfect job, perfect house, you name it. It's perfect moments are what make a life perfect, not perfect finish lines. Nah, it's perfect moments. And please hang with me here, because, you know, a couple of years ago, I would have heard that and I would have dismissed that as, you know, being about as accurate as a live, laugh, love sign, something you find in a Hallmark card. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm like constantly at odds with this idea. And I've always been like constantly at odds with myself in life, just constantly trying to be grateful for what I have while I work towards what I want. And that's always been a tough balance for me because, you know, not going to lie, like I want a lot in life. I want more in life. I want change. I want more money, more confidence. I want the perfect relationship, the perfect family one day, and so on and so on and so on. And it's so easy, and I'm sure you can relate to this, it's so easy to picture those perfect things and say, oh, you know, hell yeah, when I have those things, my life will be perfect. It's so easy to do that. But speaking from my perspective, I've come a long way and I've gotten really good at checking myself. That's checking myself to realize that, yeah, that life that I just described is totally achievable. Those things that I want are totally achievable. And, you know, I will have them. I will. But until then, I'm not going to dismiss what I have in the present. I'm going to be grateful for the perfect moments that I have. And I realize that we all have perfect moments in life. Yeah. And sometimes, for sure, they're surrounded by bullshit and other not so great moments. But that's life for you, of course. And choosing to ignore our life's perfect moments in favor of picturing some perfect utopia in the future, I think that's whack. Whack, for lack of a better word. We're letting time pass by without being grateful for it. That's time we'll never get back. And I know this isn't easy, of course, but it's like doing this and practicing this mindset here, it's like the equivalent of taking like your beer goggles off or like sobering up. Like, we can move ourselves to see life for what it is rather than what we want it to be. We see life for what it is rather than what we want it to be. And that's so liberating. It's so, so liberating. That's being grateful for what it is rather than obsessing over what we want it to be. And frankly, this just makes you happier. Like, I'm so much happier with this mindset because I'm in the present. And you know what else is in the present? Perfect moments. Perfect moments. Perfect moments. And that's perfect moments amidst imperfect moments. That's hearing yes amidst hearing no. That's being rejected amidst being praised. Happiness amidst disappointment. Success amidst failure. Right? Opposites. For real. Like, you have had many, many, many perfect moments in your life. You've also had some imperfect moments for sure. But let's talk about the perfect moments for a minute here. You had, for example, perfect moments with your ex, even though, okay, you know, that relationship ultimately didn't work out, but you had moments, and those are moments you can still be grateful for, even though you're not with that person anymore. You had perfect moments maybe at an old job, even though that old job ended up not being what you wanted or deserved. Those are moments that you could be grateful for, moments that showed you how much you love your talent or your skill or your creativity or whatever. You had perfect moments with your friends, even though maybe now it's a little imperfect. You're all busy. You're at different life stages. COVID has been challenging. Okay. But those are perfect moments you'll always have and you could still appreciate. You've had perfect moments with yourself, right? Where you're feeling yourself. You're vibing, right? You're making power moves, even though, okay, also that was amidst feeling insecure. So these are moments where you stood up, you told that joke, you did that dance, you made that call. You'll always have those. Even though also you'll also have, you know, moments where you didn't, imperfect moments, right? So those are perfect moments amidst imperfect moments. And I think reframing our expectations to want those perfect moments instead of a consistent, perfect life, that's exactly what we need to do. I wish you could see me right now recording this. I'm like waving my arm like a crazy guy. But I'm like really serious about this. And it's like, think about this for a minute. If you want a quote perfect life, you're like, I want a perfect life. What exactly are you hoping for? Like, a perfect life would be an expected life. Perfect would be everything is controlled and flawless. You know exactly what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. You always get your way. You always impress other people. You always impress yourself. I don't know. That sounds boring to me. Or at minimum, it doesn't sound rewarding to me. And I don't want that. So talking out loud here, it's like, I guess if I don't want that, then in essence, I'm saying I don't want a perfect life. I don't want a perfect life. And frankly, I think the pursuit of a perfect life, that's exactly what's preventing us from being grateful for our life's perfect moments, right? The more we want perfect, the less true to ourselves we become. We ignore our intuition. We feel guilty for not having more. We obsess over perfection. We want to create a perfect image. We're constantly thinking we're not good enough because we're not perfect. We make ourselves feel insecure that we're falling behind and all these negative things that I talk a lot about on the show. But here's what's been like a major aha light bulb moment for me. And it's that life is better being imperfect. Yeah. Life is better being imperfect. I said it. It's better being imperfect because perfect moments come from imperfect moments. It's like a sandwich, right? The bread Those are your imperfect moments. And on the inside, let's call it a tasty BLT. Those are your perfect moments. And they would be nothing without the outside bread or something. I don't know. Weird analogy. But a perfect sandwich, right? It consists of equal parts imperfect and perfect. But they're all necessary to complete the sandwich. I don't know. Maybe I'm hungry. But and all this, of course, I say this and I recognize that I'm in an extremely privileged position to be able to say that we need imperfect moments in life. Like I recognize that, of course. But like I also really do think that as a mindset, as a framing, as an expectation for life, it's fair to us to have this expectation. It makes us happier. And that's ultimately what life's about. It's moving us to not place all of our happiness eggs in some future perfect finish line basket. That's a perfect life, a perfect this, a perfect that. And for one, that's not realistic. Like, let's be real. And second, it's in my mind, it's truly not as rewarding as an imperfect life, as imperfect experiences. Because an imperfect life is filled with perfect moments. It's like the very things we want to be perfect, the very things we picture in our future that will make our lives perfect, we fail to recognize that what actually makes them great and rewarding is the fact that they've been delivered to us, that we've experienced them in imperfect ways. Imperfect makes them perfect. I am going to be a broken record with those words here, but it's true. Imperfect. I really do think that experiencing imperfect love, for instance, is what you need to actually find perfect love, right? Like heartbreak, okay, really sucks. But that experience is what makes you realize what matters, what compassion looks like, what true reciprocal connection looks like. That imperfect experience made you fall apart and it led you to rebuild yourself. And that sucked for sure. But that experience and that perspective is what's going to make your future love perfect. Or maybe it already has. But regardless, you needed that. Imperfect moments create a perfect life. Same with your career. You know, it's like you thought you found your dream job and your dream career only then to have it drain you and make you rethink everything and make you have to rebuild your career. That imperfect experience, it sucked, but it's that experience and that perspective that's going to make you a perfect life. Or like your own relationship with yourself, for instance, if you always loved yourself and always had like top tier confidence and charisma, what would that mean? Wouldn't mean a whole lot, but it's your imperfect experiences that make your relationship with yourself ultimately perfect. You've been beat up. You know what it's like to guilt yourself and doubt yourself or maybe even hate yourself. But because of that, you know what a gift it is to find yourself, to come back, to rebuild yourself, to glow up. So it's imperfect experience, make your relationship with yourself perfect. And I can go on and on through every aspect of life and I can find value in various imperfect moments that will eventually create perfect moments. And it's those perfect moments that make your life perfect, right? That's the expectation. To have an imperfect moment, that's a breakup, a personal meltdown, a rejection, a moment of massive insecurity, but then to later find a perfect moment, that's like a moment of compassionate connection with someone, insane compatibility with someone, a moment of confidence, a moment where you make that power move, a moment where you're proud of yourself. Those are moments that, when added up, make your life perfect. So it's like steps. Not finish lines, perfect moments, not perfect finish lines. And I know all this sounds good in theory, sounds like, you know, one of those articles and like thought catalog or on Facebook or something, but truthfully, the moment you start looking for perfect moments rather than perfect finish lines, that's where you're just alive, you're present, you're grateful for those things. And that's because you're looking for them and you find what you're looking for. And you're going to find perfect moments, and that's because we've all had imperfect ones. And for every imperfect moment, you can find an eventual perfect one. I really do believe that. And when you're looking for them, you're going to find them. And with this mindset, you're going to be grateful for them. And frankly, life is just better when you do. Life is better when you know in your head and in your heart that you have had and you will continue to have perfect moments. And there's no pressure to have perfect finish lines. There just isn't. Because life is about adding up all of your perfect moments. And you can be proud of those moments because they're the result of your life's bullshit and randomness. It's like a, how many analogies can we do this episode? It's like a piggy bank, right? You keep adding quarter after quarter or dollar after dollar, and those are your perfect moments. You're putting them in the bank every time. Sometimes you have a lot. Sometimes they're infrequent, but you have them and you put them in there and you put them in there. And then one day that piggy bank's full. You're like, wow, you know, I had a lot of perfect moments. And that's what makes a perfect life. They add up and they add up, but you need to count them first. You need to recognize them first, right? Perfect moments come from imperfect experiences. Love comes from heartbreak. Yeah. Confidence comes from self-doubt. Yes. Being centered comes from insecurities. Success comes from being frustrated and lost. Absolutely. I really believe that. It's like cause and effect. And I applaud anyone who like found love on the first try or like success in their first venture or like who came out of the oven a fully developed, self-loving and confident human. But that's not the reality for 99.9% of humans. And to simply dismiss your life's imperfect moments as bullshit and a reflection of yourself, you know, your shortcomings or something like that, that's to dismiss the beauty of life. Imperfect moments lead you to perfect moments. And it's those moments that make your life ultimately perfect. So this is my perspective. And it just makes me happy to feel this way. That in life, there's no such thing as a perfect life, only perfect moments. And let's remember that and let's appreciate them when we have them because they do add up. And life is simply about adding up all those perfect moments we have and that we've earned. So I'll leave it there. Just something to think about. Shorter episode. Hope it gave you some new perspective, something to consider. If it did, I'd love it if you'd share this episode, share the podcast with a friend, tell them to subscribe, tell them that I appreciate them, even though I don't know them. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for checking out newmindsethudis.com. And until next episode, I'm out.